Yeah, thanks, Kevin. We've got huge news from the opening stage of the final day of the Jewel Donegal International Rally. Our rally leader after day two, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, are out of this event. They have parked up their Volkswagen Polo R5. They hit a chicane in the middle of the garden stage and were unable to continue. They led, of course, by 17.7 seconds going into the garden stage. Tire choice, of course, crucial in this opening loop with the rain coming down in Donegal. But Callum Devine being caught out at a chicane. He had several bales, we understand, and the damage was too severe to the Polo, which means his rally is over. And it also means we've got a new rally leader. For the first time, Matt Edwards and David Moynihan are now at the front of the field. The time for Edwards, 8 minutes, 3 seconds dead. On that garden stage, it wasn't the fastest time, but maybe when he arrived on the scene after Callum Devine had scattered to be able to cross the road, he probably lost a couple of seconds at that part of the stage. The quickest man in there was Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, the championship leader. Wait for this for a time. 7 minutes, 51 dead. He was quicker by 6.1 seconds than anybody else. Josh deciding to go on the harder tire, and it worked a treat in that Hyundai i20, and it also has elevated him now up to second overall. So Josh with the quickest time in there. Alistair Fisher, 7.57.1. when we seen that time come through, we thought, right, that's a good one, and Alistair was happy, but then Josh just blew him out of it with that brilliant 7.51 dead. As for the rest of the time, Sam, 7.58.4. Marion Evans, 8 minutes and 4 seconds dead. Declan Boyle, 8 minutes and 2. Kevin Gallagher continues to lead the modified section, 8 minutes and 9 seconds for Kevin Gallagher. Gary Jennings took 2 seconds out of him, 8.7.4, and Stafford, 8.21.5. So Kevin Gallagher has taken another big step towards the modified category victory. He has increased his advantage over James Stafford as he has added another 12 seconds to the gap that was already there. So it's out now to about 43 seconds between the leading two in the modified category. What other news do we have for you? Ryan Loughlin's rally is over. Donegal man Gareth Doherty, of course, on board with Ryan. They have also stopped in Garton. Both are okay. Just to confirm as well that Callum Devine and his navigator Noel Sullivan are out of the car, and both are okay as well. But two of the big names in fighting in two different categories at the head of the field with Devine and Loughlin, of course, who was chasing down Declan Gallagher in the stage as well. He is also out of this event. Joe McGonigal from Muff had a few problems in there. He spun his Fiesta. He blocked the road. He needed help from the spectators to get him back onto the road again, but he was able to come out of the stage. Derek Hina, who's the navigator for Declan Gallagher, in the start, that they were held up. They dropped a lot of time because Joe was blocking the road, but they were able to get going again, as was Joe. So that's some of the big stories coming out of Garton. The biggest of them all is we have got a new rally leader with Callum Devine out of the rally. It now means the three-time British rally champion on his first visit, and without doubt having the drive of the rally, is now leading. David Moynihan on board, and the Citroen has a 19.2 second advantage over Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in the Hyundai i20. Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble are third, just a second adrift. Sam Moffat is in fourth position in that Fiesta WRC, and he's got a 6.4 second advantage over fifth place Marion Evans. Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly in there, they had a time of 8 minutes and 2 seconds. They are currently 18.6 adrift of Evans in 6th. Kevin Gallagher now 7th overall. Ryan Moore on board in that, Darian. They have a 12.1 second advantage over Gary Jennings, and they've got a 43 second advantage over their nearest rival in the modified, James Stafford, also in the Darian, 9th overall. And there's a couple of men now moving up the order. David Kelly, the Donegal man, with Dino Sullivan on board, into the top 10. Declan Gallagher and Derek Hina, 3rd in the modifieds. They're now 11th overall. Gary Kiernan is 12th 12th, 27.5 down on Gallagher in that battle for third in the modified. Joseph McGonigal 13th, Endo O'Brien 14th, and Gareth McHale wraps up the top 15. So it's all happening on stage one at Garton. The car is still coming through here. Just to remind you, there's no High Glen first time round due to a bereavement in the locality. High Glen will be run in the second loop later in the afternoon. So the crews are now leaving here, Garton, and they're heading straight to Atlantic Drive, and the first car is due in the drive at 12.59. And that first car will be the new rally leader. With Callum Devine gone out of the event, it's Matt Edwards, who has a 19-second advantage over Josh Moffat as they head to another of the big classics, Atlantic Drive, which gets underway in under an hour's time.